Participants in the UN Climate Change Conference this week in New York are looking to the roots of the problem for systemic change. Some previously unquestioned facets of life might need to be re-examined. For example, the way we categorize land and build our cities. Here's a Hawaiian perspective on that. Sean Connolly is a Castle grad. Right now he's getting his master's in real estate design at Harvard and says part of the climate change problem is related to how we've settled available land.
Prior to Western contact, traditional land resource management supported a population of up to 1 million people. And today we have about 1.3 million people and are nowhere near as successful as the Hawaiians were in terms of living on an island.
The predominant model for urbanization is centralizing resources around a marketplace. What if living on an island requires doing things differently?
In Hawaii, when Captain Cook first came, he described all of the houses as just being scattered randomly. And what he didn't know is that that scattering was actually very, very specific to the environment here. And the environment here is so small, there wasn't a need to centralize.
Connolly maintains shelters and settlements were positioned to best use and care for resources, particularly water, in close relationship with everyday life.
I think that intimacy is definitely the key. For example, when I think about place names, that each valley had a name for the wind and the rain. And the way I understand it, those place names for the winds and the rains were names for all of the different inputs that went into the watershed.
Like the Tuahine, right? The misty rain of Manoa is a specific kind of input.
With a natural rainforest, the native plants, when they interact with each other, create an ecology that attracts rain clouds. But when you take an invasive species, it doesn't have the same sort of relationships. It becomes more and more difficult for the forest to attract the rain, which is our freshwater source.
Really?
Yeah. The strawberry guava plants, like invasive species, are actually changing our water supply because they're changing the forest.
Here at the Honolulu Museum, you can see Connolly's made a bit of a dent in Kaneohe's strawberry guava population. He's got over a ton of the invasive sticks in a split monolith for his piece, Land Division. Looking through the slit, I can see the date, July 11th, 1961, the day Hawaii adopted its three categories of land use, agriculture, urban, and conservation. Connolly says two unfortunate results, however, are one, suddenly living and growing food and the culture around that were separated, and two, conservation refers largely only to mountaintops and shoreline.
Without the conservation areas along the streams, we just develop straight up to the edges of the streams and we lose the actual physical connection between mountains and ocean, which is the most vital part of the watershed.
Living smart inside the environment is what you're calling Hawaiian urbanism?
I would say that a lot of that has to relate to how in the future our built environment will relate to freshwater, how our buildings will harvest rainwater, how the flow of water through the places that we live, where does it go? There's a lot of movement in terms of urban design, looking at how cities can be revitalized to interact with water better.
Sounds pleasurable. Connolly expands on his ideas in the recent publication, The Value of Hawaii 2. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.